Good evening. The time is 8 p.m. Whiskey, 8, Bravo, Tango, connected to W4VA. Whiskey, 8, Bravo, Tango, disconnected.
K1HTV Mobile in Warrington, monitoring. K1HTV, K4XKF. HO, K4XKF. This is K1HTV Mobile. Good evening, how you doing? Great, Rick, how about you? Doing fine, just left a party over at St. John's Hall, the Mercy Hall. They had today was the feast day of St. John the Evangelist. And they had a service over at church. And after the service, they had a party over at the Mercy Hall. Lots of good cookies and pastries and drinks, coffee and tea and lemonade for the kids. And had a good time. A lot of good folks over there. Good size turnout too. So now I'm heading back home and maybe do a little DXing when I get home. How about you? What you doing this evening?
Oh, not too much. Your party sounds like a good time. I tell you, I don't need any more cookies this season. I can tell you that. But I've had my fill. But I just have to come down to the shack to do my WinLink Wednesday. Get my check-in via WinLink put in there and heard you come on 2 meters. Just wanted to say good evening. Other than that, not much. Just getting ready for bed.
Right, fine on WinLink. Is that a VHF link or HF?
HF link is what I'm using.
Yeah, very good. Multiple frequencies or I just do 20 meters? What bands?
Let me see here. Let me open a session here and look at the list they give you. Looks like, pretty much all the bands up to 20 meters.
Very good. Who determines what frequency you get on? Do they actually have nets, or how does it even work?
Hey, you get the WinLink software, and there's if you go to the WinLink site, there's an instruction sheet. And then when you open a session, you update your channel list, and it gives you all the propagation and what path of reliability and quality, and then you pick the best chance of making it, and then you it's hard to explain without me going sending an email, but and then you just click. You fill out your email and click send. And I use the ICOM 7300, so it's set up for data. It automatically dials in the frequency I chose and gets to business.
Very good. Yeah, it's good that the software does that. It makes it so much easier. And reliability is high. I assume that with WinLink, does that do power adjusting depending on the circuit?
Oh, no. I hit a gateway in North Culpeper, so I normally just leave my set at 50%.
Roger. You know, some of the software was able to determine the quality of the signal, and they would ramp the power up or down, or maybe change the speed as well, the baud rate. Very good. Well, thanks for sharing that info, and enjoy your evening, and then get a good night's sleep. K4XKF, K1HTB Mobile, now heading west on 211. 73.
Hey, Rich. Well, appreciate the contact. Be safe out there in 73 K4XKF.
Good night. K1HTV Mobile clear. I'll be monitoring for another 15, 18 minutes or so.
Hey, Rich, KB4CFP.
Hey, Mr. Vice President, KB4CFP, K1HTV. How are you doing as the beep?
Well, they said they'd train me, so far I haven't received any training. I can see the meeting will be called, and I'll sit up there, and the president won't be there, and then I'll just quit and walk out. Well, I'm not going to do that, but...
Very good. Do you run by Robert's Rules?
I did see a book. Somebody had a book on that. I don't know the Robert's Rules, so we're going to... If Greg is running the meeting, it's going to be Greg's Rules, which I haven't thought of yet.
You got to look at the Constitution of the club and see...
See, if it says that we will be governed by Robert's rules, and then in that case, you got to read over the book of rules and conduct the business appropriately.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Hopefully, I'll complete the term, and they won't regret voting me in.
I'm sure you did a good job. So, how you doing health-wise? You getting around okay?
Yeah, I was going to add, I contacted a handyman lives locally to me. Had done some work in the past. Was going to add a, like the railings like you see in the bathroom, I was going to have one put on the post beam next to the side of the house so I have gravel shoulder something on the way in. The thing cost me $25. He wanted to charge me like $130 to screw it in. I was like, no, I can live without it.
Well, it's good to have those assists outside the house and inside the house, especially in the bathroom, getting in and out of the shower, next to the toilet, just some where you need something to grab onto. You got to be safe. You don't want to fall down. Anyway, good luck for that, and enjoy your... I assume it's a one-year term, KB4 CFP, K1HTB Mobile.
Yeah, I believe it's a one-year. Hopefully I didn't get voted for life.
Very good. Very good. I was talking to Joe about the Winlink. You do a Winlink, don't you?
I don't, but I should.
Roger. I thought you did. I'm trying to think who else that mentioned about doing Winlink. There are a couple guys who use Winlink. I do not use it. There's a lot of controversy in the earlier days with the automatic transmissions and QRMing some of the RIDI stations. It would just come online and without looking at the frequency. Anyway, I guess coming up in January, they're going to be upping the way they define the baud, symbol rate, and the Winlink folks will be able to, I guess, run a little bit higher baud rate on the HF frequencies and probably improve efficiencies. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the evening. I'm approaching the Rappahannock River, which is the boundary between Fauquier County and Culpeper County, and at that point I'm about 10 minutes from home. KB4CFP, this is K1HTV Mobile, almost in Culpeper County.
Well, that's cool. I cross over the Rappahannock River just leaving Fredericksburg going into Stafford. I didn't realize the river wrapped around.
It starts north of here. At this point where I cross the bridge, the water is probably maybe 20, 30 feet across it when it's quiet, and maybe double that when it's really flowing hard. It's nothing is as large as it is as it gets to the end of the river. Boy, it's really wide back when it gets down south.
Yeah, because they built a big old bridge to go across it. So, anyway, heard John wanted to say howdy.
Well, thanks for accompanying me on part of my trip home. It makes the trip go by faster. All the best, Greg, and Happy New Year coming up to 2024. I hope it's a great one for you. KB4CFP, this is K1HTV Mobile now in Amosville, signing, and I'll be around for another 10 minutes or so. 73.
All right, 73's Rich. Hope you have a happy New Year as well. KB4CFP.